With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers, unfortunately. We'll see if we can change that today, live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. How are we doing? Are we well? Great. Already sick of me demanding applause. That's fine. It's 3 o'clock on a Sunday. That's fair enough. Thank you very much for coming. We're going to do the quiz from the Saturday paper today. It is the hardest quiz in the nation. Are we ready to meet our special guests? Now you're really sick of me demanding it. Today's contestant has recently arrived from the cultural but also COVID capital of the world, London, where he spent the last 12 months raising a small baby and not doing live comedy. He moved to Australia just in time to not get vaccinated by either country. He now spends his time raising a small baby and actually doing live comedy. Please welcome Carl Donnelly, open bracket UK, close bracket.
Hello.
Welcome, Carl.
Thanks. Welcome. I meant to say thanks to welcome. You're welcome. Thanks.
I don't know. Fucked it already.
Yeah, I fucked it. I have got a child. I'm very sleepy.
How are you enjoying your freedom?
It's so good. My wife is from here, but we were in the
UK.
You
have to explain why you're allowed in at the start.
Just in case.
Everyone's there. Why are you here?
Well, no, because I do think, I've got a lot of friends and family in this city, but some of them are quite passive aggressive about the fact that I'm here. I was let in by the government. It's very much sanctioned.
Exactly.
I didn't come in on a lilo.
Yeah. It's like, because all the fuck off, we're full community have been rather quiet lately, because finally it's come true for them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like exactly what we've wanted all along.
It's quite funny though. It's always been as a left wing person, you know, you sort of see people going, we shouldn't be letting any more people in, and then you sort of felt like on the right side of history, and now most left wing people are always going, no, we also shouldn't let people in. Actually, they had a point, but just they had the wrong reasoning.
Did you do many Zoom quizzes in your time in London?
I did. Well, I did join a Zoom. That laugh that you heard at the back of the room was from somebody I was in a Zoom quiz gang with, and it was quite. I joined
that gang every now and then.
Me and my wife joined quite late in the day. They've been doing it in real life for years, a pub in South London, and they started it on Zoom. Me and my wife joined, and quite quickly started either winning or, you know, being there or thereabouts, and quite quickly we got the sense of, I wish these pricks hadn't joined.
Well, my partner Reese and I joined every now and then, and we thought, this will be fun, this will be a fun quiz, we'll get in there, we'll make some jokes, it'll be hilarious. And then a group of 10 British comics just took this quiz so seriously, every joke we made was met with an icy silence. Yeah. This is actually very serious, actually.
I just thought with a quiz, obviously you're allowed to have fun, but I do think you should also take it seriously.
Well, let's bring that wisdom.
I don't think you and Reese personally did. Which is no, why we didn't. I'm here to talk to you today.
Yeah. Well, this should be fun.
Yeah, I hope you guys are here just for me to answer correctly every question.
Yeah, we'll never hear from the Brains Trust today.
There will be no fun.
Shall we meet a Brains Trust? Great, you're back on board. First up today is, oh, this is exciting, Ballarat's preeminent expert in pop culture, it's Randall.
Thank you.
Welcome, Randall. Thank you for coming all the way down to Melbourne for this.
Oh, thank you so much. I caught the train.
How do you occupy yourself on the... what's the train ride there? 2 hours, is it?
It's well, actually, it's a minute. It's an hour and 56 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I usually occupy myself. I've got all the apps of all my favourite streaming services. So yep. I just rewatched Captain, Winter Soldier and the Falcon on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just watched it on my phone, and let me tell you, there's some superb stuff going on in this series. I liked it better. I like it better than WandaVision.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't really get WandaVision, but I love all the men fighting each other. It's so good and smart. It's actually really smart.
What's the pop culture community like in Ballarat?
I'm actually from Sebastopol, which is about 10 minutes out of Ballarat. I say Ballarat to make it clearer to people, but I'm from Sebastopol. And listen, the beautiful thing about the world today is that it doesn't really matter where you are because it's a wonderful, thriving online community.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. We edit Wikipedia's, Cyberbully, the female cast members. It's really great.
How far back does your pop culture knowledge go? You obviously like Marvel.
Yeah, I love Marvel, DC, and I love 2 of the 12 Star Wars films.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the rest of them.
What do you love? Ep 1? Do you like Ep 1?
No, that's stupid. I like it more now because I hate the new ones.
What order would you put them in?
Okay, so you want the ranking? You want the ranking of all of them?
From Sebastopol's preeminent pop culture.
Okay,
expert.
So number one has got to be the Clone Wars movie. Technically not... technically not a movie. It was 3 episodes stitched together, but it was made possible for a cinematic release due to digital distribution. That was from Dave Filoni, who actually is the genius of the Star Wars universe. George Lucas doesn't even know what he's talking about anymore.
We've just run out of time for that, Randall, but...
you don't want me to list all 12?
No, not if we're starting with the Clone Wars movie.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's actually fantastic.
But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there, Carl. Great news. We also have every quarterback in every 90s film. It's Logan.
Hey, Karen. What's good, man?
Hey. Hey, Logan. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here, man.
That's quite a change. You must have been quite the quarterback to be picked by every...
Hey,
team
man.
Movie.
So the way I look at it, right, my dad, he's the coach, man. And this is his dream.
Was he the coach in every 90s movie?
All of them, man.
Yeah.
And this was his dream, and I'm living his dream and mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
all
beautiful.
Of them.
He must be a very proud man.
You'd think so. He don't like me very much. I'm very sad.
Mm.
Yeah.
In the movies, do you just do the quarterbacking, or are you in sort of the emotional scenes as well? Because often that character is the emotional.
Well, okay, so a lot of the time, like, I'm currently dating the head cheerleader.
Yeah.
That comes into play a lot. I disappoint a lot of people with, like, really mild racism from time to time.
Mm.
And, you know, like, but it also, like, something will happen, like, I'll have a fight with my dad. Because I don't really want to be a quarterback, I want to be a poet. And so we fight. That's sometimes in there too.
Wow.
It's like a documentary for my life.
Well, we can now expect to hear some poetry later on, I imagine.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Does your love for pop culture extend to American sports films?
no. Oh, they're so typical. It's always the same plot. They did it once in Rocky and then it's been the same ever since. Besides, I hate jocks. I hate all jocks and I preemptively cyberbully them before they get a chance to bully me, which I assume they will do. So I just go online and tell them they're shit.
Ready to do a quiz, Carl?
Yeah. I think so.
Is this different? This is different, isn't it?
This is one of them occasions that, as a comedian where you're sitting there thinking, should have read the email. Because I don't know what the concept is. I heard the word quiz. I thought, oh, it'd be questions, wouldn't it? But now I'm excited to hear how the three of us work together. It's very exciting times. I've never felt more like an audience member before.
Surely it's going to be better than episode 8.
Yet to be seen. Question number 1. Which film was not directed by Steven Spielberg? Hello.
Yes.
Do we have to name all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. So one film that wasn't.
Let's make a start now, team.
Here's your options. Okay. Bridge of Spies, Minority Report, or The Departed?
Can I just say something? I've done this podcast before. Nothing is more fucking annoying than knowing the fucking answer but having to stay in character. Because there's no fucking way I'd know the answer to that shit.
Yeah.
But I do.
Let's start with you, Logan. Have you seen many Steven Spielberg movies?
Well, me? Yeah, that's my name. Fuck.
Wow, we are off the rails early.
Did he direct Varsity Blues? How good's James Vanderbeek in that film? Yeah. That's Dawson. Mm.
Did he play the quarterback?
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you the quarterback in that film?
Yeah, I was also Dawson in Dawson's Creek.
You were
Creek.
Dawson.
I was.
You were. That's a stunning role.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
not just inhabit
sick.
Dawson, but then Dawson as a quarterback as well.
So I'm just trying to understand like the canonical rules of your universe right now. So you are both the character in Varsity Blues and you've seen Varsity Blues? Can you please explain that to me?
Yeah, no worries. I can fucking do it, you fucking nerd.
I knew it. And that's why I preemptively got your address and have now published it on various forums.
I was in Varsity Blues.
Okay.
I have seen Varsity Blues.
Wow.
I am James Vanderbeek.
Yes.
There's a lot of facets, man.
Yeah. Look, I don't really like to engage in something unless I thoroughly understand it. So I'm going to assume it's some sort of multiverse situation rather than like an interesting, obtuse artistic choice. Wow, a multiverse. That's very interesting.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Can you believe this?
It's sort of like you have a timer that you know you have to stop talking after a certain amount and you just sort of get there.
Yeah, I just basically put a mental timer in there and then I stop and let other people talk because otherwise both my character and Zach would just keep on talking.
Have you seen these movies, Carl? Bridge of Spies, Minority Report, and The Departed.
I've not seen Bridge of Spies. Have you seen Bridge of Spies?
Yes, I have seen Bridge of Spies. It's okay. It's not really my genre. If you really want to see a great spy movie, I would recommend Captain America Winter Soldier.
Two seconds early. That's great.
Captain America Winter Soldier is a far superior spy movie. It's in the style of the 70s movies, but it also has giant spaceships. Imagine Serpico, but with giant spaceships.
Do you know the answer, Carl?
Sadly, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it?
I think by now. Yeah.
I believe that would be The Departed.
The Departed.
It is The Departed.
That was directed by Martin Scorsese. I also know the answer.
Is there a bonus question as to what film it was a reimagining of? The Departed. The Departed. You'll know that with your film
yes,
knowledge.
Yes, I do. A classic Hong Kong film.
That'll do.
Question number two. The winner of the US Masters Golf Tournament is presented with a jacket of what colour? Do you watch sport, Carl? Are you into
it? I know this. I know the answer to this as well. Yes. But I do feel like the better thing for the show would be to pass it to someone else first.
On behalf of me and this fucking nerd, you don't have to fucking do that. It's fine.
Logan, are you devoted to the NFL or do you follow some of the other sports?
NFL's American football, yeah?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. I've also done a bit of swimming, man, depending on the film and who the you know, big, tough, popular guy is. Uh-huh. But mostly it's just American football, quarterbacking, golf. My dad plays because he's rich, man.
Yeah.
We live in a really rich suburb. They play golf. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the answer to that question.
That's all right.
Also, how shoddy is my American accent? I haven't had to fucking do one of these for a few years, and I didn't practice, and fuck.
So you've been in some swimming movies.
Yeah, have you seen Swim Fan?
I do Swim Fan.
No. I don't know.
Mish loves Swim Fan.
I don't know who Mish is, but she sounds fucking hot.
I don't know too
I'm
many.
I'm gonna
There's
take her
many.
To fucking prom. Try and fucking take her to a motel and she's gonna get mad and leave. Fuck. That's all I know about my character.
That's all your American references.
I was in Swim Fan. Uh-huh.
What's I don't know Swim Fan.
Oh, Swim Fan's fucking sick. Mm. Swim Fan has the same guy from Bring It On, the brother from Bring It On, and he's got a girlfriend and she's really sweet, but she's got fucking glasses. And then this hot new chick, she's got curly blonde hair. Mm-hmm. She comes to the school and he's a swimmer, right? It's me. I'm a swimmer. And she's like, she likes me because I'm hot. So we fuck in a pool. And I'm like, don't tell my girlfriend. She's like, I won't. But then hot blonde falls in love with me and becomes like a bit crazy. It's on Disney Plus. Wow. Check it out. In fact, before I knew that, I genuinely spent money to rent it on YouTube. What a loser.
Renting on YouTube. You know it's going to be quality.
I don't like to admit it, but I do that a lot.
Do you want to put green, Carl?
Sorry?
Do you want to put green?
Yeah, I do want to put green pants, yeah. Thank you.
Question number three. Kiara in the Sun is which Nobel Prize and Booker Prize winner's latest novel? Kiara and the Sun is a Nobel Prize and Booker Prize winner's latest novel. You must have done some reading in the downtime you've had.
This is one of the ones I was really hoping was a multiple choice. I'm not a big fiction reader.
Oh, yeah.
Or facts, actually.
No need to qualify that. I just don't read.
No, I don't. I'm not.
Well, backstage you said to me you love the Daily Mail.
I didn't say I love it. I said it's a bit of fun. The context of that is very crucial to what we actually discussed. And it's mainly for the comments, so I don't think that clouds is...
You like to dive into the comments?
Yeah, in one of my many burner accounts. No, I it's fun to read, isn't it? It's fun to read what fucking idiots think.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always thought that. But no, I have not read any of the Booker Prize winners of the last 39 years since my birth.
I did try to read one once, but it was too difficult for me. It was above my pay grade.
Yeah.
And I had to. What about you? Have you read any of the Booker Prize winners? Randall.
But I have actually read a novel that was listed by Time as one of the 100 greatest novels of all time.
Was it a graphic novel?
Yes, it was a graphic novel. It was Watchmen, and it is superb. And I have to say, the way that Zack Snyder recreated that film frame by frame was just amazing, because that is the key to adaptation, is making it look exactly the same. Oh, man, it was like I was watching the comic. He cut some of the core details and themes, but it just looked like the comic, and I loved it.
I loved it so much. It was so smart.
Logan, do you get to read much? Do you get down to the library? Do you like to explore?
I haven't read much, to be completely honest. But does everyone remember Scholastic Book Club?
Yes. Yeah. Animorphs.
I remember, man, that I read Looking for Alabama. This isn't Logan, this is Mish. But if I keep the accent, fuck yeah. I read Looking for Alabama Brandy and I thought it should have won. But it fucking didn't. And I think I cried. That's a true story.
I have to say that my favorite Scholastic book is Animorphs. I love Animorphs because it's about yerks and it's about other creatures and people that can morph into animals.
Mm. Do you know who wrote Animorphs?
No, I cannot remember.
What about Watchmen?
Watchmen was written by Alan Moore, who has disavowed the films that are made based on his comic books.
Okay, well...
He's disavowed them because he believes in the authenticity of the graphic novel.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You're so alike.
Are you bullying me right now? Because
no.
I will dox you.
Have you ever got to meet someone like Alan Moore? Have you ever got to meet any of your heroes?
Yes, I've met all of them. I go to various comic cons and sometimes I'll send them emails or sometimes I'll tweet at them or sometimes I'll... If they say things that I disagree with, I will destroy their careers for fun. I just destroy their careers because I don't like some of their choices. Some of their artistic choices. So I will
like George Lucas, for example.
Yes, George Lucas. I just hate him so much. Mm. I hate him. I hate him. I hate George Lucas.
It's not improv anymore, is it?
No. I don't care about
Alan
George
Moore.
I think he's fine. But I hate him because of some of the creative choices he made. And I feel an ownership over his work.
So... Carl, do you want to put Alan Moore or George Lucas? That's the closest we've got.
I don't think either of them are even probably the right gender.
You could pick out a Nobel Prize winner if you know any, I guess.
I mean, that's a no again. But
hasn't come up in the Daily Mail.
Are you not allowed to pass?
Do you want to put nothing?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that not allowed?
This has never happened before. I guess I'll just leave it blank.
You can write the word pass if you like.
All right, pass.
But if you do that, like, you're forfeiting a point, and that's a bitch move.
I think actively putting in the wrong answer also forfeits a point if you work that out, technically.
You know, I reckon... wrong! I reckon guaranteed... I don't know anyone who's won a Nobel Prize either, which is embarrassing. But guaranteed there's someone who has named Francis. Okay, think about it.
Just put Francis in there. I think we've worked it out.
Yeah.
Through
yeah.
pure logic.
Powers of deduction. Question number four. Who was Henry VIII's first wife? Does that count as pop culture, Randall?
No. No, it does not.
When did pop culture start?
Pop culture started the year I was born.
And which that, was?
And then it was good. It was good when I was about 12, and now it is bad.
Really?
Now it is bad, but it was good between the ages of 9 and 13 for me.
I find everyone in your community says like that same thing, no matter their age.
Yeah, but they're all wrong, and I'm right.
But do you think maybe that has to do with, like, it's that when you are that age, that's when you most connect with that work?
I hear your argument, and I raise you a Donnie Darko. Which is absolutely brilliant and smarter than you could ever comprehend.
Mm.
This is literally you, like, 10 years ago.
All right,
Logan.
Yeah, man.
Logan, to be quarterback
yeah.
In a university team,
yeah.
You must be, I guess, I assume, attending university. I guess if you're not
yeah, man.
At uni, you're not allowed in the team. Is
yeah.
that, you know, in the college football?
Yeah. So you'd think, okay, you go to history classes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do. But I've actually got a cool story for you, man. Do you know who also really loves American football as much as me and my dad? It's Henry VIII. Mm-hmm. He has brought every fucking wife to one of my games.
Has
and
he?
Because of that, I've got the answer. I found a way to say the answer so I didn't say. So I actually do know the fucking answer, man.
Because she attended one of your games.
She's a fucking fan of the old Bay Crabs.
Was this in The Bay Crabs.
The old Bay Crabs.
The old Bay Crabs.
The old Bay Crabs. It's who I'm currently quarterbacking for.
They've got one of, I think, I remember they've got one of my favorite theme tunes in the NFL that they sing
after
it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't quite remember it, though.
Good thing I do. Oh, we're the crabs. We've got 8 legs. 8? And 2.
Wow, I love that the song questions its own... its own mascot halfway through the song. Just checks in with everyone who's listening.
They've got 6 and 2 pincers. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm looking at you like, you fucking know, don't you?
That's a man
and
who
we
knows
play football. We play football all day and then we win and drink a brewski.
You know, this is Mish 10 years ago.
Yeah. You would not believe it. Carl, do you know Henry VIII's first wife?
I think I do. I actually think I know the answer. Do you want to say it first?
You want to say it together?
Catherine of Aragon.
Gone.
Yes.
Catherine of Aragon.
Aragon. It's gun. It's not gone. Aragon is Lord of the Rings.
Yes, he is. And that would have been my answer. Aragon. Who is
arrogant.
A true hero among men. I love Aragorn.
I know.
But I have no time for the original theatrical distributed version. I only watch the 4-hour director's cut of each of those movies. I also have watched and liked The Hobbit.
Question number 5.
Question. It's a character. I don't...
Question number 5. Punta Gallinas. I hope I've pronounced that
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, great. A Punta Nabulus question. I was hoping for this one.
Punta Gallinas, the northernmost point of mainland South America.
Yep.
Is in which country? Have you travelled much outside Sebastopol, Randall?
No, I have not. Unless you count the galaxies of Star Wars. Wakanda and other places in fictional universes.
No, I do not.
Well, then, no, I have not. I once went to Sydney with my mum.
Well, I mean, why would you need to leave Sebastopol when the world comes to you through the powers of pop culture?
Yes, absolutely. The world, the universe, everywhere, it comes to me through... Yes, you said it.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't give you much there. I'm sorry about that. At college, what did you study, Logan? Was it...
Yeah, it's a good question, man. So, like, you've got to understand with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I'm hot. And I'm a quarterback. Yeah. But there's so
You're
much more to me.
Yep.
And, like, I study math.
Maths.
And maths.
Yep.
But I'm not very good at it. So I had to get a tutor. And mm-hmm. my tutor, her name's Paisley.
Paisley the
tutor. She's got crazy frizzy hair.
Uh-huh.
And I think I like her, man, and it's blowing my mind.
Yeah. What do you study again?
I study math.
Oh, you math.
And she's traveled lots.
Okay.
And Paisley and I see people
oh,
would
I see
know
what you're doing
it because
now.
I'm the cool guy
uh-huh.
and she's the loser.
Uh-huh.
But we get along really well and she talks to me about her travels. That's literally all I've got.
She doesn't... Is any chance she's been to the northernmost point of mainland South America?
I know you're meant to say yes, but no, because I don't fucking know the answer to that question. So, over to you.
Oh, shit. My geography of South America is bad. Guess Ecuador.
Ecuador? Well, I guess equator is the top. Ecuador is an equatorial
yeah,
country.
That would be my sort of slightly educated guess. But it was also
did that
most
genuinely cross your mind when you thought of Ecuador?
No.
Oh. Because that was
but
fucking
I did not.
Smart.
I did.
I was like, "Fuck yeah, Kyron, get yours."
I nodded like it. Well, it was part of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, "If no one mentions this, I think they might think I thought that." And then you broke character to say that. Really brought me back down to earth. I was just riding high there. But after the Booker Prize car crash, I thought we were back in the game.
Mm. Well, they fooled us with the US Masters jacket and the Steven Spielberg question. I mean, that
they were so easy.
Yeah.
It's really, that's a, yeah, they were playing possum and now we're in the shit.
Let's see how we go with question six. When setting up a chessboard, is a queen placed on her matching or opposite colour? It's basically 50-50, this one.
Yes.
When setting up a chessboard, is a queen placed on her matching
just thinking out loud.
Opposite colour?
Wrong answer, man.
Logan, I'm sure you're a big fan of the Queen's Gambit.
No.
You're Randall, you fucking idiot.
Well, you're Logan.
Awesome.
something there about me not remembering my real name because I'm very online.
Do you have like a pseudonym when you're online?
Yes, it is Anonymous, and we will change the world. We will bring down the Church of Scientology. I love that movie where we got the masks from. I thought it was really good.
I didn't think people who were sort of with Anonymous ever uncovered who they truly were.
Well, shoot.
I think that they revealed themselves, you know, because now people will know that
it's
you,
me,
Randall,
yeah,
are working with Anonymous. They might dox you in return. Find out where you live.
That's bad.
I mean, you've said you're in Sebastopol. How many Randalls are there in Sebastopol?
There's two.
50-50, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Who's the other Randall?
No, who's the other Randall? That's a great question. So he's a friend of my brother's, and he loves sports and stuff. So what I think I might do is I might create a situation where we dox Randall. Everyone thinks it's me, and then he gets just really bad things happen, and I don't deal with the consequences of that.
I actually know Randall, man. He's a good friend of mine. He plays on my team, the Old Bay Crabs.
Yeah.
And him and I, we're really good mates, man. Like, we're really good friends. Bros. Yeah. And, like, we make bets together and stuff about who's going to date the loser in the art school. And he, like, and at the end, he screws me over, you know what I mean? I know Randall. What a guy, man. Good, he's my bro.
Do you know Randall, Carl?
I do not know Randall. No. I can't remember what the question was.
It was actually about chess.
Oh, right. Okay.
When setting up a chessboard, is a queen placed on her matching or opposite colour?
Does anyone want to hazard a guess?
It's matching, man.
Okay, I'll go with that.
You'll put down matching. Didn't play much chess?
Wait. I don't play... No, I've never played chess.
Someone in this room made a fucking noise when I said matching, like I was
that
wrong.
Is, yeah. It was a real, like, a telling...
I was so... I was really sure. Someone make a noise if I'm wrong.
There's somebody down there.
But no one's not making a noise.
Oh,
that's because we're staring, looking at... We're all looking for them. Quite accusatory.
You are asking the audience to tell you the answer, which I think is cheating.
Oh, fuck. I'm staying out of this one. I genuinely thought I knew the answer, man.
I've already written down matching. Let's move on. Question number seven. The headquarters of the OECD are in which city?
I thought you were going to ask the headquarters of the Avengers.
Do you know where they are?
Yes, I do. But it has moved around from time to time due to various incidences such as the snap and also Ultron. Now, the snap, many people thought was just a fun little thing for a movie. But if you watch the television series, you'll see it's a metaphor for COVID-19.
For those at home, 50% of this character is just Zach keeping his eyes closed.
I'm more of a casual fan of a lot of these things. And I don't believe in toxic fan culture. But yes, it is a lot of me. That's right. I am Anonymous and I dox people. No, I don't.
Did you like, was it Iron Man 2 that was like about, it was sort of like a political film where they sort of went, they went and had a lot of sort of Senate meetings or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they went in and they sort of, there was a lot of discussions, sort of political discussions. Not as much action as perhaps Iron Man.
I will often berate filmmakers when I think they are trying to make a political point. Mm-hmm. But that's usually because I'm just very sexist and I need a way to say that. I didn't mind Iron Man 2 because I didn't see that as making a political point because I have no opinions about arms dealing. Happy for them to make a political point around the military-industrial complex, but as soon as they cast a woman, that is when I think it's political. This is where I need to be very clear. This character is not as based on Zachary as these two people are saying. Because this character would dox them rather than threaten to sue them for libel. Which is a conversation I'll be having backstage.
Yeah. Get on the phone to Christian Porter.
Anyway, you were talking about swim fan?
That whole last time I was like, Zach, please, for the love of God, confirm real quick that... That's where it separates. Are we back to talking about swim fan?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Well, I was going to ask Logan because, you know, the University College System, you travel around America a lot. You must have gone to New York.
Yeah.
Seen some of the sites down there. The UN's down there.
Yeah. Oh, is that the answer?
I don't know. I'm coming up with possibilities.
I've traveled a lot, man. I travel a lot for football. Mm-hmm. Has everyone seen Remember the Titans? That was football.
Yeah.
I was in that.
Yep.
Back in the 50s.
See,
the thing is, when I thought of this...
Randall has a lot of specific knowledge about his chosen field of expertise.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. The thing is, when I thought of this concept, I was like, fuck, that's funny. But it's not.
It's based on... I think, have you seen three films with a...
Not even. I saw Remember the Titans once, and it was when I was like 17. So that's bad. That's all I got. But yeah, no, I travel a lot with football. What up? Go
on. Have you come across the OECD when you've been on your travels?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, you'll know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Because the question is, the headquarters of the OECD are in which city?
I don't want to. Man, I don't want to... My bro over here's got a right to reply. So I have to go.
What is the OECD? I mean, that's not part of the question. It's not told.
The something economic... Does someone know the answer to that? No, it's obviously very important to everyone. It's the one that Matthias Cormann's just become the head of.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah.
Is that where the Baron exploded, thus killing the father of Black Panther?
I don't know.
Oh, that was a twist and a half, and I've got to tell you, that's the sort of twist I like.
But I know that I do know, just in an effort to get to an answer, I do know that Matthias Cormann got the job because he knows so many languages, and I think he's heading back to Europe.
Switzerland.
You want to put Switzerland?
Put Zurich.
Which country?
That's Switzerland.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is city.
It is city, yes.
Sorry. Don't remember. I was enthralled.
Do you want to know my opinion on Last of Us Part 2?
No. Question 8. In chemistry, a law named for whom states equal volumes of gases under the same conditions of temperature and pressure will contain equal numbers of molecules. Take it away.
What the
f- Oh, you want it again?
It's a chemistry question.
Yeah. In chemistry... Right, which comes up a lot in the Marvel Universe.
Yes, it does. The quantum verse. Is the answer the quantum verse?
A law named for whom states equal volumes of gases under the same conditions of temperature and pressure will contain equal numbers of molecules. So I guess it's probably named after some sort of scientist.
It'd be a scientist's name.
Yeah, like Hank Pym.
Hank
the inventor of the Ant-Man suit.
I thought you just made up a funny name. I thought Hank Pym, that's a funny name, isn't it?
I have to tell you, when I was deciding on this character, I thought, should I make him a toxic fan of one genre? But I realized one thing, but I realized I didn't know enough. So I thought, I'll just make it vague so I can randomly grab at words I remember and then be a prick about it. And that's all you need to do.
Yeah. That's an hour of comedy, folks. No refunds. So the... A law named for whom states equal volumes of gases. Did you study science at school,
yeah,
Carl?
I did, but not to any level of knowledge.
No, you ever had the Bunsen burner?
Yeah, we had the Bunsen burner. I didn't do... I've got a scar from a Bunsen burner, actually. A friend of mine, Stephen Stroffolino, heated it up.
Is that a real name? That's or just real name, out by of the way. Thin air?
Full name. Put it on the internet, please. when it was boiling hot, turned off the Bunsen burner and then pressed it against my knuckle and it stuck and we had to rip it off. Yeah.
Jesus.
We didn't stay friends for long after.
I am genuine. I don't know how to do this as Logan, but let's just pretend. I once set off the fire alarms at school and the whole school had to leave and go to the Oval because of a Bunsen burner. True. That's just a truth. I've never told that story.
You could just incorporate it into the character.
It's one time after football. I was in science class, man, and I created a mushroom cloud, and the whole school at my private girls' school had to rush to the office.
Everyone at MLC had to run.
The entirety of Ivanhoe Girls, junior and senior, rushed to the fucking Knoll Street Oval, man.
Wow.
Fuck.
And so you all rush out, all the girls, and you, a 19-year-old quarterback... out onto the fields.
Yeah.
And did they then sort of notice you?
Well, everyone was really mad at me, man, because I set it off, and I think...
And you're also a 19-year-old quarterback
at a
girls' school.
Why are you fucking here, man?
Mm. Were you in the faculty?
Yes, I was!
Sick.
That movie's fucking
sick. It's great,
sick.
Sorry.
I am Josh Hartnett in that film.
Oh, sick. That's such a good blending of genres.
Well, so far our options are Hank Pym, the creator of the Ant-Man suit, and your friend Stephen Straffolino.
I actually... Is it Kelvin? Is it Kelvin's law? I feel Kelvin? Like that might be the one that's to do with pressure, but I've pulled that one out of some deep, dark recess of my childhood.
It's going to be great if it is Kelvin
it
at
will
the
be.
End.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. I mean, great in a very small sense.
Yes.
For me.
It'd be enough for a big round of applause, I reckon.
Maybe,
we'll
but
see.
I think they just prefer the funny stuff. Since it's a comedy festival, it's not a correct answer festival.
Yeah.
Which I wish I was hoping it was when I wrote my show. Which is just a series of all my favourite answers to questions around the world.
Yeah, the question being, what's lucky? Carl been up to? Yeah.
The question is, how many stories about wanking and shitting can you fit into an hour? You've come to the right place when you see my show.
What a shame the run's over.
Yeah, I know. Short run. It was for the best.
Question 9. Which 1939 Billie Holiday song has been covered by Nina Simone, Jeff Buckley, Sting, and the Banshees?
Ooh.
Which 1939 Billie Holiday song?
Oh,
by Sim,
fuck,
Nina Simone,
I know
Jeff Buckley,
it!
Sting, the
yeah, man!
Well, are you a big Sting fan, Randall?
No, I am not.
No?
No, I love John Williamson. I love composers of movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did John Williamson, did he do Jurassic Park?
I think so. I think
John Williams?
John Williams, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't say that. I said John Williams.
Oh, yeah, that'll work out well in the edit.
I love John Williams. And I'm trying to think of a comic book character that's also a musician. I love the band in the bar scene in Star Wars. The band of aliens.
The Cantina Bar.
Yeah, the Cantina Bar. I love their form of alien jazz that George Lucas, this is true, called Jizz.
How could you hate that?
No, yeah, but I don't know the answer to that question. I don't really listen to music.
What's the answer, Mish?
Okay, so.
Well, lots of touring. Oh, you got.
I'm just going to tell you a story.
Okay, go.
So I play football.
Yeah, it's good to keep reestablishing that.
Yeah, man, it's got so many fucking layers. I play football, and in order to play football, you've got to keep in good nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking did it. So every morning for breakfast, I eat 12 eggs, but I also eat a side of fruit, which might be a bit strange, a little bit weird. I just wanted to tell that story, and now, Carl.
Strange fruit.
Gonna put down strange fruit.
Is it? Yeah, I tried, but I go with that. Yeah. That's a good answer. Told. Oh,
weirdly, I cannot explain how fucking. But just the entire time Zach was talking, just then, I was like, "How the fuck am I going to do this?" And I fucking did it.
Who's Zach? My name is Randall. I am a toxic internet nerd.
From Sebastopol.
From Sebastopol. I've never heard of this Zach. Actually, no, I probably...
You'd know
that... You probably have heard of Auntie Donna, have you?
Oh, I don't really care for comedy. except for Thor Ragnarok, which just cracks me up. Also... I love all the jokes that Deadpool makes.
He's funny. He's a funny character. Question 10. The Tet Offensive occurred during which war? The Tet Offensive occurred during which war? Plenty of documentaries about wars on Netflix to dive through.
Yeah, they are still making those.
They are, aren't they?
They're still making Hitler documentaries.
Yeah.
Does anyone else think? I think we've all made our mind up. I think, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I've seen some of those.
Do you find time when I assume you've finished Disney Plus?
Yeah, I clocked it last week. Yeah.
To cross over into Netflix and some of the
others. Oh, look, I've got all of the subscription services. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't watch the documentaries. The extent of my knowledge around World War One is based on the movie Wonder Woman. The extent of my knowledge around the World War Two is based on my knowledge of Captain America, the first Avenger. Mm. So, unfortunately, I don't know the answer, but I do know what Captain America... That he froze.
And your time's up.
It's a metaphor for America.
What's your extent? What's the extent of your knowledge about Star Wars? There's a war.
Yeah, no, I love Star Wars. But
was the Tet Offensive in that war?
No, it was not. What was in that war was X-Wings and Darth Vader and Luke and Rey, who I actually really liked Rey. I just thought that the second one that she was in just was really bad. And then I'm glad they took all of my notes. I sent through some notes on Twitter to all of the actors, and then they listened to my notes, and then that movie was good. The third one in the new trilogy was good because they took... my notes. That's not a word of a lie. That's an awful thing that Disney did. They literally took the notes of racist online bullying and made a terrible film. And then, fun fact, now I've never been to Los Angeles, but if the person playing me had been, he would know that they did a For Your Consideration campaign for the last Star Wars movie because they thought it was going to win a lot of Oscars.
And did it win many Oscars?
No, it did not, but it won the Oscar of my heart.
Yeah, the greatest Oscar of all.
Yes.
Logan, you said before earlier on in this show, if you remember, that you studied history.
I study a bit of history.
That's how you knew about Henry VIII.
I have to keep a C36 average.
to stay in the team.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, C36. Yeah. Is that the ranking system in the college
has
there?
Has anyone seen Coach Carter? That's basketball, man, but that's me too. And in that movie...
What a late entry. Sorry.
I'm expanding my character because the other one was really limiting.
Yeah.
And in that movie, Samuel L. Jackson shuts down the basketball court. because everyone's failing history, so I got to keep a C36 average.
Mm.
Yep.
And what's the ranking system there? C36.
Yeah, I don't get it. yeah. But as long as you keep that, we're fine. And currently, I'm on a C37. That's better. It's better. Right. Better than I need, man.
Cool.
But the Tet Offensive occurred during which war?
I think it's Vietnam. I'm gonna say that is correct. I would have hoped during an American student would have known that. Also, yeah. I think it is the Vietnam War is covered in the Watchmen series.
Yes, it is. But I didn't know it was a real war.
That's 10 questions.
I just want you to know that if we don't win this, I'm going to dox you.
I would hope so. I think after this, I'll be sloping into obscurity by design.
How do you think you did? 10 questions.
I reckon
there.
We did all right, actually. Mm. I think there was a couple of bad periods of our, our time.
Those were bad questions.
They were. I do. I agree. But I reckon we got 7 right.
Okay.
What's 6?
What's the best you've ever gotten?
8. But okay. A couple of times. But once Geraldine was cheating. And Vidya Rajan got 8. The lowest we've ever got is 2.
I don't feel we're going to be lowest. No. I definitely don't think we're going
to
be highest.
Thanks to these first 2 questions. Number 1, which film was not directed by Steven Spielberg? Bridge of Spies, Minority Report, or The Departed? You said The Departed, and that's correct.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Question number 2 was, the winner of the US Masters Golf Tournament is presented with a jacket of what colour? You said green, and yes. It's green.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
All right. Let's see how we go from here.
Okay.
Question number 3. Kiara and the Sun is which Nobel Prize and Booker Prize winner's latest novel? You said Francis. And it's Kazuo Ishiguro.
Also known as.
Question number 4. Who was Henry VIII's first wife? You said Catherine of Aragon, and it's Catherine of Aragon.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Fuck
yeah! Initially,
we
did say Catherine of Aragorn, but luckily we retracted that.
Question number 5 was, Punta Galenas, the northernmost point of mainland South America, is in which country? You said Ecuador, but it's Colombia.
Ah, shit.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Question number 6. When setting up a chessboard, is a queen placed on a matching or opposite colour? You said matching, and it's matching!
Yay. Whoever said
fuck
that?
Yeah!
Fuck that person.
Woo! Yeah, what the fuck was that noise for, man? I've been thinking about that the whole fucking last half an hour.
Question number 7 was the headquarters of the OECD are in which city? You said Zurich, but it's Paris.
Oh.
I knew that.
Lucky Matik.
I hate you.
Question number 8. In chemistry, a law named for whom states equal volumes of gases under the same conditions of temperature and pressure will contain equal numbers of molecules? You said Kelvin, but it's Avogadro.
What?
Oh, so close.
Question 9. Which 1939 Billie Holiday song has been covered by Nina Simone, Jeff Buckley, Sting, and the Banshees? You said Strange Fruit, and it's Strange Fruit.
Yeah.
And final question, the Tet Offensive occurred during which war? It was the Vietnam War, which was a real war, which is what you said, 6
Woo!
Out of 10.
Woo! Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Fuck!
Does it feel good to win, Logan?
Always, man! I love winning. Let's go to a party and swim in a pool with all our friends.
And film it and call it Swim Fan.
Yeah!
Thank you for being here, Logan, to help us out today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kara, man.
Yep.
It's been a trip.
What do you do? What do you do in your downtime when you're not on film playing NFL?
Yeah, kegs, man.
Do you like to watch movies like Randall? Are you into film?
Nah, look, I mentioned it previously, but like, at the end of the day, man, I go home and I'm sad. Aww. because the pressure my dad's given me to be a quarterback is so much, because what I really want to do is be a children's writer. And so I write in my downtime. But when I'm not doing that, I listen to podcasts. Because I just realized what you were doing.
Yeah. Great. And are there any in particular that you listen to?
Yep. So I listen to a lot of different podcasts. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, this character, this incredibly limiting character, listens to a podcast called Mission Sack Slick with Samarama.
It's funny because I would be the character that would listen to that podcast because I would like movies.
I just really like it. That Miss Chick sounds really hot. I highly recommend it.
Mission Sack Luguizi Amarama.
Yeah.
Which is each episode they...
So from what I gather, each episode they watch something John Leguizamo has been in and then they review it, sometimes with a friend.
And John Leguizamo...
He is the most underrated character actor of all time!
Well, he's present company accepted.
Thank you. Yeah, man, I highly recommend it. What do you think of it, Randall?
It's okay, I guess. I think John Leguizamo is a brilliant actor, and I loved him in episode 1, season 2 of The Mandalorian, where he played the one-eyed alien. But, yeah, that's
it. Well, thank you for being here, Randall, as well.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We mentioned it earlier, but did you watch Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun on Netflix?
No, I did not, and I'll tell you why.
You would love it. You would love it.
I don't know. I loved WandaVision, though. I didn't like it at first when it was interesting and artistic, but then in episode 4, they had characters explaining exactly what was going on, and then I got it, and then I liked it. There was an interesting David Lynch-esque vibe for the first 3 episodes. Boo. Episode 4 had a girl say, "Oh, she's making a television show with magic." And I thought, yes, that's brilliant.
So what you're saying is people who are not like you will like Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
I imagine everyone is like me. And my creative...
I got to go to another show, Zach. I'm hosting Stranger Than Fiction after this.
My personal taste, I take to mean to be real, and I've got to say, if I don't like it, then that means it is unequivocally bad. So I do not recommend Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun on Netflix, because it is bad.
Well, thanks for being here anyway. And Carl Donnelly, congratulations on 6 out of 10, getting through that.
I loved it. Genuinely, it's like going to a show. But every now and again, they come and ask you a question.
Did you all enjoy coming to a show? We have one more of these on Sunday at 3:00. Zan Rowe will be in Kyle's seat, and also Randy Feltface is going to be on the Brains Trust in character as somebody else. Which is...
That's maybe too many layers deep, Corey.
Yeah. When I revealed that you were shutting your eyes, like, imagine what I'm going to have to do next week. That's it for Wax Quizzical. Goodbye, thank you, goodbye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.